Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jefferson Weaver with your local news from ColumbusCountyNews.com. It's Election Day across America. Polls are open in Columbus County from 6:30 a.m. until 7:30 p.m. More than 50% of the county's voters, that's around 18,500 people, cast early ballots. State officials expect more than 1 million people to go to the polls today. Remember, you may only vote at your home precinct on Election Day, and you must have a valid form of identification. If you do not have an ID, you will be asked to fill out an exception form and use a provisional, which will be counted on Canvas Day. In addition to the President, Congress, Senate, and General Assembly, the Governor, and Council of State, Columbus County voters will be asked to determine who holds the seats on county commissioners as well as the county school board. Whiteville residents will be voting on two city school board seats. Voters are also being asked to decide on a constitutional amendment designed to head off attempts to allow non-residents to vote in state elections. Controversial signs turned up again in Columbus County over the weekend. Someone put an illegals welcome sign at the entrance to the County Board of Elections office on US 701. That took place between Friday and Sunday. The sign was taken down by Sunday afternoon. The same signs turned up in front of county Democrat headquarters and the homes of several Democrat Party leaders that had displayed signs for the Harris-Waltz ticket and Democrat gubernatorial hopeful Josh Stein. A seatbelt ticket led to the seizure of marijuana and psychedelic mushrooms on Thursday. A deputy stopped James Littrell on Honeyfield Road for not wearing a seatbelt and he noticed the smell of marijuana. Littrell admitted to having a marijuana cigarette and mushrooms in his vehicle. He faces felony drug charges. Grace Episcopal Church in Whiteville is sponsoring a Red Cross blood drive today from 10 a.m. until 3. Participants will be eligible for a drawing for a gift basket from Welcome All Gifts. The church is located at 105 South Madison Street in Whiteville. Veterans Day events are going to make for a very busy weekend across our area. The County Veterans Parade is Saturday at 11 a.m. in downtown Whiteville. Hallsboro Baptist Church is going to host a Veterans Recognition Service and Reception Saturday at 2. Everyone is welcome. The Kindness Famous Veterans Parade is Sunday at 2 o'clock. Monday, we'll see the groundbreaking of the new Outreach Center at the Veterans Memorial Park and a ceremony at 11 a.m. And there will also be a Veterans Day ceremony at the courthouse at 11 a.m. Historian Chris Fonville will be the next speaker at the Southeastern Genealogical Society. That's going to be this Saturday at 2. Fonville will be delving into the midnight ride of Polly Slocum and the role that she played in the Battle of Moore's Creek Bridge. It's a story from his new book, More Curious Tales from Old Wilmington and the Lower Cape Fear. The Society meets at Whiteville Missionary Alliance Church. It's located at 623 Warrior Trail. It's at 2 p.m. on Saturday. Some members arrive early to share family history. There's a big concert coming up November 16th in Delco, and it's for a good cause. Graham Farms and Collins Productions will host a benefit concert for the Hurricane Helene flood victims in western North Carolina. There'll be live music, food, and vendors. The concert starts at 1 p.m. at 242 Bertha Drive in Delco. Cash and supply donations will be accepted. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver reporting.